11, what do you rest upon? This is about grounding. Oh my goodness, grounding is so important. On the path of meditation, a lot of people get really, really excited about getting charged up, getting activated, and becoming this guru that has 30,000 followers on Instagram and your own line of crystals. And there's a lot of that. And it's great. It's great. But there is not enough grounding with this stuff. So it's an important part of the practice because it can really open up doors to envisioning who you want to be. But grounding is reminding yourself of who you are. And you begin with where you are, what you sit upon. It's a great way to locate yourself in the here and the now on the earth. What we've done with the last four directions is you've looked in front of you, you've looked behind you, you've looked to your left, you've looked to your right, and now you look underneath. What do you rest upon? And this is incredibly rich territory for inquiry. You are, I don't know, you're on a chair, you're on a cushion, you're on a flooring of some sort. You're in a building. That building rests upon soil. That soil rests upon deeper geology. The crust of the earth rests upon the magma. It goes all the way to the core of the earth. And this is a pretty miraculous thing if you allow your imagination to just keep going down and down and down and down. And you rest upon that. So remember all the way in the beginning we talked about straightening the back. Remind yourself, if you haven't been straightening your back in these meditations, this is a great time to think about that again. And with that straight back, just kind of relax your shoulders into this idea of being on the earth. When I do grounding meditations, I like to imagine myself as a sandcastle on the beach where I am made of the same stuff that I rest upon. It makes me feel very solid. It makes me feel very present in the here and now. In the invitation, when you close your eyes and you ask yourself, what do I rest upon? Is to allow your mind to drop down into the center of the earth and then bounce back up into your body and to think about all of the things that you actually physically are and about all of the things on the patch of land that you reside in and to contend with what that means for you and to think about what it means to sit in alignment with that. It is a very, very charged invitation to think about that. And it comes from the exercise of grounding. So you've got 11 minutes to sit with this idea. What do you rest upon? What are you made of? What is underneath you? What lifts you up? What supports you? What do you rest upon? Let's dive in.